Richmond was the fourth and final stop on President Obama's Neighborhood Conversations tour across the country. The president answered questions on a number of topics, including education reform, federal interest rates, and James River and Chesapeake Bay cleanup. With a particularly vicious campaign season getting ready to enter its final month, the president also took time during his opening statement and some of his responses to defend his performance against GOP criticism. Obama said the Republican opposition has made it very difficult to change the tone in Washington.
I think that folks in Washington tend to think about how to stay in power more than they think about how to solve problems. Essentially what happened was the other side made a calculated decision. They said, you know what, we really got beat in 2008 bad. The economy is a mess. It's probably going to take us a while to dig our way out of it. We've got two choices. One choice would be to cooperate with the president and work with him to kind of solve these problems. In which case, if things don't work, we get to share the blame. And if things do work, he gets all the credit, and he'll stay in power. So just from a pure political calculation, they said, we're better off just saying no to everything, blocking everything. If things don't work, then Obama will get all the blame. And if things get a little bit better, we won't be any worse off than we would have been. Now, I have to give him credit. From just a raw political point of view, it's been a pretty successful strategy.
The president told participants his policies are beginning to turn the economy around and that the GOP has fought this progress every step of the way. Obama said contrary to Republican and Tea Party assertions, he has lowered taxes, and the Republicans' pledge to America would reverse some of these tax cuts in favor of those for the nation's wealthiest 2%.
We're in danger of seeing lapse tax breaks that everybody here probably is getting on their paychecks every 2 weeks. A lot of people didn't notice that they were getting a tax break because we did it incrementally.
Obama offered a not-so-subtle reminder that while Republicans are now critical of the expanding deficit, the problem began on their watch.
When Bill Clinton left office, we had a record surplus. We hadn't had a surplus since World War II. And suddenly, by the time I took office, we had a $1.3 trillion deficit. This was a direct result of some policies that thought only about the present and didn't think about the future. So we had tax cuts mostly for millionaires and billionaires in 2001 and 2003 that weren't paid for, and there weren't the cuts to go with it. So that ballooned the deficit. Then we had two wars that weren't paid for. That further ballooned the deficit. We had a prescription drug plan that was put into place that cost about $800 billion. That wasn't paid for. So you add all those things up. By the time I got into office, we already had a $1.3 trillion deficit, and we had exploded the national debt.
Matt Perry, the owner of Riverside Outfitters in Richmond and host of the event, said he thought the participants represented the majority of Americans, who he says are not polarized to the extremes that television pundits would seem to believe.
If it's all about getting elected, and if it's all about power, personal power, if that's the end game is staying in power, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think if people kind of affiliated themselves with something other than a talk show host and a political party in D.C. and got back in touch with what they truly care about as individuals and not what someone tells them to care about, I think we'll be just fine.
Roughly 40 Richmond residents were invited to attend the event, which was held at the Southampton Recreation Center, ironically in the home district of one of the president's most outspoken critics, Minority Whip Eric Cantor. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Richmond.